If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Malcolm Nance.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller. How are you?
I am fine. I was just saying that I picture you just in a little room, like, all the time, and then they turn the lights on, and you're back on TV. Like, you just sleep sitting up, like, on a plane or whatever, right?
That's Video Link Philadelphia, or where those poor guys, they have to get up in the middle of the night, and they, you know, I walk in, and they all have to schlep in inside there.
You probably have to have a camelback, like, you know, pee in a cup. Like, you probably can't leave, right?
No.
In case.
No, I can't.
Right. Okay. Good morning, sir. Thank you for your service. Okay, I was just telling the kids here, my right-wing brother is here. And guess what I gave him? My very last copy of The Plot to Hack America. So you will need to bring more to me this weekend.
I will have to have a box of those things shipped over to you.
Yes. Yes. And my brother was like, oh, should I read it and send it back? I was like, no, you keep that. And you read every word. And here's a highlighter. And I said, he was a Colin Powell Republican. You read this. Because I got to tell you, Malcolm, I'm sure you had the same thoughts watching this hearing. It's like, are we all Americans or is this? I mean, the Republicans, it's like we're being adversarial to Brennan, right? Just like trying to pester him with the, was there collusion, was there collusion, was there collusion?
Yes. Well, yesterday's hearing, I have to start out by saying this. That was a historic hearing.
Yep.
I was at Marist College in upstate New York. I was teaching 150 chiefs of police counterterrorism yesterday. And then I broke in, had to run over to their studio, and I could not believe what I was watching. I thought that was the most riveting. Now, you're talking spy versus spy here, right? And I know John Brennan. I've met him a few times. And I thought his testimony was John Brennan has zero fricks left to give.
Yeah, and somebody tweeted, he is structurally, someone that knows him well said, he is structurally incapable of spin. You know,
absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And he just laid it out. And he, you know, I said, here's the benefits of retirement right now from the intelligence community, where he could tell, where he could say what he wanted to say, he said it. Where he could not, he said, I will say it in a closed conference. And at a classified level. But he spelled out very clearly that the CIA, believe it or not, are the heroes of this story and had actually knew what was going on, seen the contacts between people in the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence, warned the FBI and the rest of the intelligence community, and told them that, you know, that something was going on.
Yeah.
So, just utterly.
Oops.
So.
Uh-oh. Okay. Right, did TV steal him again? No. Okay, go ahead.
No. go ahead.
Yeah, well, you tweeted, Trey Gowdy asked Brennan straight about conspiracy and cooperation between Trump campaign and Russians. Brennan essentially says, hells yeah. I mean, Gowdy really did, like, walk right into a bear trap, didn't he? I mean.
Trey Gowdy yesterday did a very interesting dance, and I watched it very carefully. First, he did walk into a bear trap and was savaged by the bear. Why?
It was the scene in The Revenant. He did not expect the bear to come back again.
You're right. That's right. Only instead of being eaten, the other thing happened. So
yes,
I was really surprised, but it became very clear that Gowdy understood that he was in a situation where facts were going to overtake Trump himself personally. And he quickly started trying to divide up Trump, the candidate, versus what Gowdy said was other people in the campaign or third party people in the campaign. And I thought, you understand that what Brennan has just told you is that there are people in collusion with Russia, and you are now working feverishly to deflect it. And so he specifically tried to separate Trump from all the other information that Brennan had identified as having contacts with Russian officials. Again, this was historic. I would just like to play that over and over again at parties.
Yeah.
Because
I know.
Testimony.
And we're having one soon. You also tweeted, Trey Gowdy tried hard to separate Trump from two other categories of persons with contact with Russian intelligence, #fail. I mean, this is the thing. They were trying to use, like, what you were alluding to, I think, Malcolm, that whatever was classified to try to, you know, that he can't say as exoneration, and they didn't get it, did they?
No, absolutely not. And you know, like I said, Brennan came in there, and I think this is a, I think if God is just, this will be a precursor to how Comey will speak in his open testimony. To where he will say everything right up to classified information, but characterize it in an unclassified way so that it can be said in a public setting. Because I don't know if everybody else got the same impression, but I'm just an old spy. I came away with that guy essentially saying the nation had been attacked. People in the Trump campaign were in communication with Russian intelligence and were working with the go-betweens, what he called the cutouts, of WikiLeaks and Guccifer 2.0, and I warned the intelligence community, the FBI, and even called the Russian head of Russian intelligence up and told them to stop what they were doing. Man, I can't wait to see that in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but in this last one, you know, Brennan says Russia's attack on our elections is an attack on all Americans' freedom and liberty. That was pretty compelling, that last, in terms of why we should all care. Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, at some point in history, there will be a John Brennan Center for Intelligence, or there will be a statue outside of the CIA opposite Nathan Hale's, because I think what he did was the ultimate act of patriotism. And like I said, he managed to do it without divulging classified, without playing into that trap. And by doing that, I think he has done the nation a great service. But to be quite honest with you, I would, I have never used the T word, treason or traitor. And I even wrote that in my book. But let me tell you, John Brennan essentially spelled out yesterday that it may be what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you that it was really powerful. And Malcolm, I got to say, this is why every time someone like my brother or someone new is here, I point at your picture and say, that's my friend. Because I just honestly, I'm so proud of you. And I don't want to get all mushy, but I think that's why, you know, you're resonating with so many people right now, because this is not a partisan thing. As you always say, you are a Colin Powell Republican. And, you know, there is a reason that John Brennan voiced about why we should all care. And I've expressed my concerns even on people on the far left. That I think, you know what I'm saying, Malcolm, that I feel like there are factions on both sides that don't fully get what's happened here.
Right. And you know, I mean, you see these guys, I just saw a bunch of liberals spouting off the Seth Rich conspiracy that he was the leaker from the DNC. And you know what? It is time for patriots to stand. And it is time for patriots to lay down their save the whales or save the chicken sign, stand for one thing and one thing only, and that's the defense of this nation.
Yeah.
And until that happens, we're going to find that we will, as Brennan said, we are being manipulated. The Russians are loving this. They like the chaos that they've festered in here, and they know that the partisanship that's going on from one side, not really from the other side, but from one side, is playing into the hands of a foreign power.
Thank you. And that's why you're right. You're exactly right, Malcolm. Like, patriots on both sides have got to stand up here, because as he was saying, this is ongoing and it will happen again. I mean, and I've even said, I love Bernie Sanders. I've had him on this show many times. I think it would go a long way for him to stand up with America, with Hillary, against Russia, disavow the help he got in the primary, disavow, you know, I mean, the help that obviously Trump got in the general, part of why, you know, why we are where we are. Because I think, like I say, and look, as you say, a lot of this is unwitting, but I think that Bernie and his followers played an unwitting role in Russian active measures against Hillary.
They did, because the Russians understood our political process better than we did.
Right.
When they released those emails, they specifically targeted the Bernie Sanders Hillary Clinton split. And I have people just this week in my hometown telling me Bernie won the primary. And it's like, no, he didn't. He lost by like 4 million votes.
If you read everything that's happened, if you read your book, Malcolm, the primary was rigged against Hillary more than it was against Bernie. There were how many? 1,000 Russian bots working against her, in addition to WikiLeaks and all of this other stuff, right?
And manipulation of the news media. And as John Brennan said yesterday, Russia Today, Sputnik, Izvestia, all of them were working to get to manipulate media to accentuate the Hillary Clinton problem. Let me tell you, I don't think anybody could have withstood, even Jefferson or Washington, could have withstood a media campaign that was done on an international level and still win 3 million votes. And I'm saying that if I had to write an assessment, and the great ex-CIA spy, Nada Bakos, wrote an assessment of the Trump administration as if the CIA were viewing a foreign government, right?
Right.
They would put all this in there as factors as to why that person got elected. We play games with facts.
Right.
Facts, as we call it, intelligence.
Well, and I've only said that, you know, you've got to look at all of these factors that we've never seen before and go, she won the primary by 4 million votes. She won. She still won the general by 3 million votes. I think you've got to, at some point, I think we also just have to say this was not just not fair to Hillary. It was not fair to America. Mm-hmm. And well, that's what this should be about now.
You know, they say in Arabic, Halli Welli, right? Which means, so what? So whatever. Let's move on.
Right.
And we're at a point now where you know, and I'm saying this as an intelligence professional and an author of a great book, Plot to Hack America. That Americans need to understand that this story is an intelligence story.
I'd be screaming just as loud if Bernie were the candidate, and then lost to Trump and with all of this going on. So let me ask you one other thing, Malcolm, just because this moment where Trump is with Netanyahu, and he obviously blurts out again and essentially confirms that it was Israel that was the source of the intelligence.
He didn't mention Israel.
I thought of you. I thought of my friend Valerie Plame. I love hot spies, both male and female. But, I mean, what that's like to have somebody that has given their life, risked their life in service to their country, and right in the wake of Manchester, right? This is an ISIS source that took years to develop in Israeli intelligence, right?
You're right, absolutely. And, you know, you don't play with people's lives. A president of the United States understands the depth of commitment that it takes for a person to go out and do what they have to do and gain the information that we need. You know, my wife and I had the pleasure of going to a very, very secret ball, the most secret ball there is, which if you're not cleared, you can't go to it. And we she met John Brennan, and she was quite impressed with him at the time. And then when this all started, she goes, you know, everything I thought I saw in him that night, I saw in his testimony yesterday. This is a man who loves this nation and was literally performing, a Nathan Hale role.
Yeah.
And of warning and putting his life out there, now his career. And, you know, in front of the CIA, if you've ever been on campus, there is a statue of Nathan Hale with the inscription of him strung, you know, just before he's about to be hung, that says, my only regret is I regret that I have one life to lose for my country. Those people in the intelligence community, guys like John Brennan, they live that statement.
Yeah.
It is not a game to them.
Well, and like I say, I it's interesting, Malcolm, talking about partisanship. I was reading, was Joe Scarborough and David Frum's tweets yesterday in the wake of Manchester, because they always accuse the left of trying to politicize what just happened. I hope there's no incident going on. Malcolm, are you all right? Okay.
Yeah.
But no, in the wake of Manchester, right, that that this is a president that just burned an ISIS source, right? I mean,
Well, it's funny because and I'm glad to see that he finally left the Middle East and went to Israel, which gives you another depth of understanding.
An embarrassment.
Less than shallow, and again, the intelligence community is there to ensure that the president is informed to the fullest, to protect not only American citizens of our allies, and to ensure that our assets, which are risking their lives, are there to do this job. Donald Trump does not understand that. I'm saying that as
and you were. I saw you on TV. I saw you on TV talking about that you've been, around in suicide bombings. You've been.
Oh yeah, I've got a bunch of them under my belt. Three that I was within the blast radius of.
Wow.
Including one, I have a book called The Terrorists of Iraq that I wrote a few years back. And inside there's a photograph of the torso of a bomber that landed on my safe house's foyer.
Wow.
The horror of Manchester. I mean, they're all awful, but to just see these kids and little girls, and I mean, it's so stark, like you say, how important everything John Brennan said yesterday is, how important. I mean, the fact that an intelligence professional said, you can't tell Trump, don't say this one thing, because that's the thing he'll say.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
That's terrifying for intelligence professionals.
It absolutely is, because, and, you know, he can always use the cover of, I felt it was necessary to declassify this, which is funny, because if it's declassified out of its mouth, that means it is now declassified for FOIA requests, for everything else. And you could literally put a man or a woman, oftentimes a woman, their life in danger, or an entire family or a network of assets in danger. And then incidents like Manchester will go on.
Yeah. Yep. Malcolm, I'm going to see you very soon. I tuned out during that whole story about Mrs. Nance, but have you all to myself soon. So I'll see you this weekend.
All right. See you soon.
All right. See you, Malcolm.